Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello and welcome to the Everton Fan Focus Reaction Edition. My name's Seddo. I've just been asked to do this by the lads who run the Everton Fan Focus podcast. So it, thanks to them for letting me do this. Basically, just we need to really start off with the transfer stuff. So the latest one is Yannick Bolasie in for what was reported 25 to 30 million. In my opinion, I think he's a really good addition to the squad. Fast, powerful, direct, likes to take a player on in defence. From what the Crystal Palace fans have been saying on the likes of Twitter, they're not really happy to see him go, but for that sort of money, it probably was hard for them to turn down. But I mean, you know, nowadays 25 million, that's what you've got to pay to bring in probably someone of that calibre at the minute. Just the way the transfer market is, it's quite volatile and quite expensive, particularly around Europe. Just moving on to something that happened after the Bolasie sign, it was Farhad Mashouri was quoted as saying that he's actually anxious to bring in more recruits, which sort of sent Twitter into an absolute meltdown again. You know, us Evertonians love a meltdown on Twitter when anything sort of Everton is spoken about, particularly in transfers. So to hear the investor come out and say that he's actually anxious to bring in more recruits is quite interesting, to be honest. Let's just sort of wait and see where that sort of takes us. But in relation to probably sort of bigger transfers, you know, we've just signed Bolasie for 25 to 30 million. And then you've got the rumours doing the rounds yesterday that, again, sent it into a mega overdrive. It was Danny Gabardon was saying about James Rodriguez, Isco or Julian Draxler. Now, apparently, it's from what he's saying and what everyone's sort of putting two and two together and probably coming up at 156, but he's sort of given the Evertonians the idea that one of them three is potentially a target for Everton. Now whether Steve Walsh, you know, one of them players is on his hit list, and whether Ronald Koeman wants one of them, now we love all three, but you know, that's not going to happen. But you know, one of them three could potentially be a target for us. I mean, personally, I mean, who'd you pick out of them three? Let's be honest. I mean, I'd like to see Draxler, only because he's a big lad. He's athletic. He's good going forwards. He loves to tackle. But then again, you know, Isco's good going forward. Probably could just sit in that sort of number 10 role next to Ross Barkley. And basically play two number 10s and look to create stuff. So it's going to be interesting the next probably week or so to see if that does sort of come to fruition. Another transfer that is hotting up is Joe Hart from Man City. So the goalkeeper's obviously been frozen out by Pep Guardiola. I don't really understand this one, because from a Man City point of view, I think Caballero is probably a worse goalkeeper than Joe Hart. Now, don't get me wrong, Joe Hart had his issues, obviously, you know, in the Euros, but he's a good keeper. He's a world-class goalkeeper. You know, you don't get many of them around, and he's still in his 20s. So, you know, if Everton can try and get that one over the line, probably a loan deal for the season, and then, you know, obviously, probably a view to buying him towards the end of the season. I think it's only great business for Everton. I think some bookmakers have actually slashed him in price. I think he's around about 2-1 to come into Everton. But that might just be on a permanent deal. So, but it's still interesting that the bookmakers have obviously brought him in. But then again, the bookmakers have meant Christian Benteke to come into Everton. That's something like 4-11. So they seem pretty certain that might happen. I wouldn't hold my breath on that one just at the moment, though. Another potential incoming is Moussa Sissoko from Newcastle. Now, it's been reported that Everton representatives have been in Palace discussing a move with him, with his representatives. I mean, again, you know, he fits that mould of big, powerful, athletic player. I think it's something that we've really, really missed, and I don't think we've had that sort of mix of sort of quality on the ball and then building into that a bit of power. It's all been sort of nicey-nicey with Everton over the past few years now, with Koeman coming in and these particular players that he's sort of targeting. I think he wants a more physical approach, and that's obviously identified. You know, he sold John Stones, who's a, you know, sort of show pony, if you like, and, you know, he's all, he's not really an aggressive tackler. He's good on the ball, so that is quite interesting what he's trying to build there. Just a couple of potential outs. Sunderland apparently have inquired about taking James McCarthy up to the Stadium of Light. Now, I don't think many Evertonians will say no to that, but it's whether, again, we've got the cover to bring in. So it'll be interesting if Sissoko does come in, whether he will take McCarthy's place in the squad. But again, it's quite interesting that we're moving sort of dead wood, if you like, out and bringing bigger, stronger, more powerful players through. So it's really good to see, and it's encouraging that Koeman's identified these areas and these problems so soon into his managerial career with Everton. It's good that he's got his head screwed on. He knows which positions need strengthening. He knows the condition of the players. You know, it's really, really, really refreshing to see him doing that, compared to the old manager. I won't even say his name, but we all know what we mean.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.